This is program number LW2779. It happened in Phoenix, Arizona, something I think you'll find interesting today. Hi, this is Larry West. When Ronnie Mark Brown of San Diego checked into a Phoenix Memorial Hospital, he told doctors he had swallowed something that gave him a terrible sore throat. He said he wasn't sure what it was. Well, to the doctor's surprise, they found in Mr. Brown's esophagus a 2.95-carat diamond. And believe it or not, it even had the jeweler's price tag attached to it. Mr. Brown told police he had won the ring in a card game, but investigators said they found Brown was wanted by San Diego authorities for burglary. Now, you talk about a dramatic catch. That ought to be written down in the Journal of Absurd Happenings, right? Now, I guess there could be several lessons learned from that incident, one of which could be never take a deep breath in a jewelry store. But another lesson is that when you're dishonest, you're always taking a chance that you will get caught. Speaking personally, I'm convinced that you'll always get caught. One person who will always find out is yourself. One day a fellow stepped up to Abe Lincoln during the days when Lincoln was a lawyer and presented his case. After listening, Lincoln swung his chair around and said to the fellow, "Well, you have a pretty good case in technical law, but," he said, "a pretty bad one in equity and justice." Lincoln said, "You'll have to get some other lawyer to win this case for you. I couldn't do it. All the time while standing talking to that jury, I'd be thinking, Lincoln, you're a liar." You see, Lincoln knew he had to live with himself. We all do. I'm convinced dishonesty results in our always getting caught, even if it be only by ourselves. Speaking of Abraham Lincoln, he's a fellow who went even the extra mile just to be honest. One time Lincoln went into the grocery store business with another fellow, and it failed. Lincoln ended up $1,100 in debt. Now, to be sure, Lincoln didn't have to pay. He could have pleaded divided responsibility and could have found a legal loophole of escape. But that wasn't Lincoln's way. Instead, he went to his creditors and promised to pay them every dollar with interest if they would just give him some time. And for the next 14 years, Abraham Lincoln scraped and saved and paid back debts that were really not all his. Even when he was a member of Congress, he sent part of his salary home to pay off the last remnant of that old grocery store debt. He went the extra mile. I don't suppose there's another man in all of history who has a greater reputation of being honest than Abe Lincoln. That is, other than Jesus Christ. Abraham Lincoln was so honest that, well, another interesting thing happened to him when he was postmaster of a little town called New Salem. You see, he was in such bad need of cash, he could have spent the money that he had collected selling stamps and, you know, paid the government out of his own pocket. But he felt that was dishonest. When the post office auditor came around for settlement, Lincoln turned over to him not only the exact amount, but the exact coins he had taken in when he sold the stamps during the preceding year or two. That's honesty. It's going the extra mile to make sure it is honesty. You know, when you're dishonest, you'll always get caught. But when you insist upon being honest, even when you've got to go the extra mile to do it, then you've got a peace way down deep inside, a clear conscience, the kind that can help you to really like yourself. The Bible gives a whole list of things that God says we ought to think about. It says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right. It says, think about these things. And you know something? God knows what we need to live a successful life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Today, go the extra mile, to be honest. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? What Controls Your Life? It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.